In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a blessing to see all of you this morning on this kind of rainy and dreary Sunday, but it is a blessing to see you all today. Now, Presbytera is not here, so I'm going to begin my sermon talking about her. She's actually in Grand Rapids with Zachary and the Goyans. But one of the things that we tend to do at night, Presbytera and I, is we'll go and we'll watch a little bit of TV. Now, we don't have to put Vasilia to bed anymore because she's 15, but we still take Lucia up to bed and we read her story. And once we're done with that, we try and watch a little bit of TV. And what usually happens halfway through whatever we're watching is I fall asleep. And then Jenny watches the rest of the show all by herself. And then we go upstairs and she continues to stay awake because she loves to read. I think I've mentioned this to you before. Every night, Presbytera will read a book. And right now, she's reading this huge book that Zachary gave her for Christmas. And the book is by Stephen King. And I got to thinking about Stephen King because there's some laughing going on. So everyone knows who Stephen King is, right? We've either read one of his many books or we've seen a movie, right, based on one of his books. And at the very least, we all know the name Stephen King. And I was thinking about Stephen King because he's this like literary giant, right? The status that he has is huge. And I looked into him a little bit and I realized that it wasn't, of course, always the case. There was a time where really no one ever knew him. And more than that, one of his most famous books that became a movie, Carrie, no one even wanted to publish. So there was a time where his stature is not what it was today. And I would imagine that there were also times where Stephen King probably had some failures, right? Where he had some books that weren't all that great. Where he was maybe less than what he was because of the last book. But Stephen King continued to work because he knew, and those publishers began to realize, that he had great potential despite early failures. And I mention this to you all today because today we heard about a little man. Right? A man who was short, a man who had a lot of failures as well. But Jesus was able to see something in him. Jesus was able to see more than his short stature. Jesus was able to see more where he would fall short because of his sins. And he saw his potential and he called him. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, it's important that we consider that all of us at some time are small of stature, no matter how tall we are, because of some of the mistakes that we might make in life. But Jesus sees. He sees our potential. And we need to consider how we can continue being like Zacchaeus and move closer to him. So this morning we heard of Zacchaeus, and in the Orthodox Church, when we hear that this the Sunday of Zacchaeus, in our minds, hopefully we begin to think that something's changing. Right? We're beginning to shift liturgically, although Lent is still way off for us in the Orthodox Church. We are beginning to ask to kind of change our perspective, to change the way we think. So we're given this man, Zacchaeus, and the scripture reading tells us about him, right? And we learn about his stature. We learn two things about him. The first thing we learn is that he is short, right? The scripture says that he was small of stature. And Jesus comes through and he wants to see Jesus. But because he's so short, and I would imagine no one wanted to make any room for him because they didn't like him, we'll get to that in a minute, he had to climb this tree, right? Then the scripture tells us one more thing about him. He tells us that he is a chief tax collector. Not just a normal tax collector, but he is the chief tax collector. So because he's a tax collector, we understand another thing about him, that he's not liked, right? That no one really wants to be around him. That because he's so short and because of all the mistakes he's made in life, because of that, no one really even wants to look at him. He might be powerful because of the money he's amassed, but he has no love. He might be powerful because of the money that he has, but he has absolutely no respect in that city. Or even probably with the Roman authorities. So he is short, but he's also short in terms of respect. He is short, but he's also short in stature because of the failings and because of the mistakes he's made in life. And no one really can see him at all. Now, I have to say that I resonate with a couple things with our Zacchaeus. One, as you all can plainly see, I am short, right? But there's something else. There are times in my life where I know I have fallen short in life. There are times in my life where I know things are going great, but because of my sins, I'm kind of knocked down to size a little bit. There are times in my life where, like him, I look at myself and I'm ashamed and I'm a failure. And I imagine that all of us at one time or another have felt the very same way. We felt that we've made mistakes. We felt maybe invisible to people because of them. But what does Zacchaeus do? He doesn't stop. He makes sure that he sees Jesus. And all of a sudden, when he does that, his stature changes. He climbs up that tree, and what happens? Our Lord ends up seeing him. And he calls him down. He says, Zacchaeus, today I will stay in your house. Imagine that. This mean little man. This man who stole from his neighbors. This man who is a sinner. This man who's made a lot of mistakes is seen by our Lord and Savior and wants to go to his house. That, my friends and my family in Christ, that is what our faith is all about. Our faith is all about a God who really sees who we are. Everyone else might see our mistakes. Everyone else might see our shortness. Everyone else might see those things. But God sees our potential. He knows what we're really worth, and he calls us. The Lord even says, he goes, it is these kinds of people that I came to save. And he sees all of us as well. No matter what we have done, and no matter where we are in our lives, he sees us and he calls us. So today, my friends and my family in Christ, during the rest of this liturgy, I ask you to consider where you are in your life. Where are you maybe falling a little bit short like Zacchaeus did? What is going on in your life where you might need our Lord and Savior to help you? And remember that our Lord knows. And what he wants most is for you to desire him like Zacchaeus did, to keep going to him, to keep calling on him, because he sees you and he knows your potential and he's willing to come to your house, to your heart, and help you open that potential. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.